7. Richard Tucker.
The room was dark. Gail could see a man on the bed. She went to the light. She was going to turn it on.
No! Don't turn on the light! Please!
She walked over to the bed. She could see his face. It was terrible.
All right, she said. Hello, Alex. What did you say? Hello, Alex. But the doctors call me Richard. That's not my name. I'm Alex Hale. You called me Alex. Yes, said Gail.
She looked at him again. Alex was crying.
Tell me I'm not crazy. Am I Alex Hale?
Yes, she said. You are. She sat on the bed and held his hand.
Why am I here? I can't move. It's my back. I broke my back. Nobody comes here. Why?
Have you got any family? She said.
Yes, I've got a sister in Australia. Catherine. But she hasn't been here.
She doesn't know, said Gail. Tucker hasn't told her.
Tucker? Where's Tucker?
Said Alex.
He can't come in here. He can't!
You're afraid of Tucker. Alex was crying again.
I'm a prisoner,
he said.
Who are you? You're not with Tucker, are you?
No, I'm not, said Gail. You needn't worry. Do you want to get out of here? Really?
Yes,
replied Alex quietly. Gail smiled.
Don't worry, she said. You're going to be out of here. And in a real hospital, tomorrow.
She walked to the door.
I'll see you tomorrow, Alex. Don't worry.
Diane was waiting outside.
Poor Richard, she said. He's crazy.
Yes, poor Richard, said Gail.
Oh, is there a telephone here? I want to call someone.
Yes, said Diane. There's a phone over there. Gail walked to the phone and picked it up. She opened her handbag and took out a piece of paper. She read the number again. Then she pushed the buttons on the phone. That's it. It was ringing. A man answered the phone.
Hello, this is the Daily News.
Hello, said Gail. Can I speak to a reporter? I've got a story for you.